Now, are we just a shower of dirty litter lights in Northern Ireland? According to one alarm man, we are. He's not an armchair activist either. He actually puts his money where his mouth is and picks up litter on his road every morning. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, is with this curbside crusader this morning. Where are you, Nicola? What's happening?
Good morning, Stephen. Well, Stephen, I can honestly tell you I have got the best view in the house this morning. I'm at the Open Garden and Nursery run by Morris Parkinson, and that's just outside Ballyclare. Just to give you an idea of what I can see in his garden, there's a fresh dusting of frost just starting to melt on the grass. The sun is peeping through the silver birch here, and I've got a few little robins here pecking away at the stream just beside me. But there is a problem here. It may seem idyllic. We're walking up the drive here with Morris to the Ballyrobert Road, and Morris has got a problem once he comes outside. It's not so picturesque then. Morris, you are out here every morning picking up litter.
That's right, Nicola. Basically what happens is that the garden is open to the public every day, really from the end of February all the way through to October time. But we have visitors coming really from all over the world, from Australia, America and so on. And the problem really arises, a total embarrassment. And whenever we arrive, invariably there's litter and dirt all along.
They were at the roadside here at Ballyrobert.
Yeah.
And as I'm standing here looking at the verge side, it's covered in sort of fast food wrappers that Morris is out here every morning picking up.
Yeah.
Now, Morris, do you think we're a nation of dirty clerks? And you have seen both sides of the coin. You were a director of parks in Belfast City Council. So you know about the country and you know about the city.
Well, all I can do, the funny thing was that, you know, a number of weeks ago and so on, well, in fact, a few months ago, then I decided really just to do like a litter count. Every time I would have a standard routine, which is once a week, I would come out and do the whole roadside verge, about 150 yards. And then I started then counting the amount of litter I lifted each day. And it worked out over 150 yards, 50 pieces once a week. And then if you multiply that really across all the roads and the times and so on in Northern Ireland, really that just tells you just how filthy we are, quite frankly.
So, Stephen, we really are filthy, and I have a sneaking suspicion. Do you throw those McFlurries out the window when you're finished with them?
How dare you suggest so? Do I throw the McFlurries out the window? I have been known in a previous life, shall I say, that when I was trying to stick to one of my diets, I did throw a burger out the window at one stage. Yes, I did. I threw food.
Disgusting.
I did. I was going to eat it. Otherwise.
Stephen, can I tell you something? That I live in a rural area too, and I actually sympathise with Morris, because I think that in the country it seems to be that they open up the windows and they throw litter out. And beside me, even though I live sort of in a rural area, farms around me, people have got thrown their carpets out, their bins out. And I actually had cause to get out of my car one day in Ballymena, a carload of young fellas who were eating McDonald's.
Yes.
There was a bin beside them. They wound down their window. They threw the rubbish out. And I got out of the car and I told them to get their backsides out and clean it up.
You confronted
and
them?
Put it in the bin. I did.
My goodness. You've got balls, don't you?
So they say, yes.
Okay, on that note, Nicola, thank you.
Stephen, Morris does have a point here. Now, he was saying that there is a problem with the tourists, because he does get a lot of tourists here, Stephen, and they do come here and the first thing they're greeted with is rubbish on the verge side. I would like people to tweet in photographs. If they are out walking this morning, they are out walking in the country, tweet in some of the pictures they see at BBC Nolan, or they can email in at nolan@bbc.co.uk. And also what I'm going to tweet later on this morning is a picture of your desk, Stephen, compared to a picture of my desk.
Yes, okay. Yes, that's a good idea. Thank you, Nicola. Thank you to your friend there. That's with